edge of a sandbox. Shipwrecks, castles, and warlocks. Secretly hoping for chicken pox so you could stay home from school. Or wouldn't that be cool? And you wouldn't have to get them when you're older. He's so old today, he thought about all that stuff that he shouldn't have bought, like that plastic wind-up radio. And nothing like the one he made in 42 with his dad, a First World War veteran, or that sinister cat. Why did I buy that? I was right, she didn't make me happy. There came a time when he saw his life as he grew older. His pictures laid out in the dust. I put them all together one stitch at a time, a little out of line, saying, can you remember that day? There were 13 crows on our apple tree. I said, tell me what you think about that. He's so old, he looked around, imagining his world is upside down. All the books falling onto the ceiling, and a huge step over the door frame. And a daughter who'd never say his name, a son who wouldn't call when a walking at the mall. Well, lucky that's not how it happened. There came a time when he saw his life as he grew older, his pictures laid out in the dust. I put them all together one stitch at a time, a little out of line, saying, can you remember that day? There were 13 crows on our apple tree. I said, tell me what you think about that. Saying, honey, I'll have you understand, there's only two ways in this world to be. You gotta be kind and you gotta be free. I didn't always do that, so take it from me, and I have no complaints. I'll take them up with the saints if in the end they let me into heaven. Came a time when he saw his life as he grew older, his pictures laid out in the dust. I put them all together one stitch at a time, a little out of line, saying, can you remember that day? There were 13 crows on our apple tree. I said, tell me what you think about that.
That's Roger Roger with 13 Crows from their debut album, Fairweather. Roger Roger are Madeline and Lucas Roger. They come from Winnipeg. They're siblings. And guess what? They're also twins. And they're both singer-songwriters who've teamed up together to produce some great folk pop. They're also on tour in Ontario this August. They have a date in Guelph at the Red Brick Cafe on August the 10th. And they're also part of the lineup at this year's Summerfolk, which takes place the weekend of August the 19th to 21st. Their debut album, Fairweather, has proven very popular on folk radio, including on this radio show. And to learn more about the band, we're pleased to welcome to Folk Roots Radio today, Madeline Roger. How are you doing today, Madeline?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulously. And now I've been looking at your tour schedule, and I think you've been very, very busy this summer, haven't you?
Yeah, we sure have. It's been really great. We went on a tour, actually, to the same area that we're about to return to in southern Ontario with a really good friend of ours, Logan McKillop, who's also a fabulous singer-songwriter. Before that, we've been to Western Canada a couple of times.
So you must be pretty pleased with the way things have gone since you decided to become a duo.
Yeah, we really are. It's funny. It's one of those projects that really started in our living room, and I don't know that we had any full intentions of how it would develop and how it would grow. And in the process of making the album, we weren't really sure how it would pan out afterwards. And we're quite pleased to say that now we're very busy. And it's nice when you haven't got any expectations, but you've got some hopes, and then those hopes turn out to be reality.
So tell us a little bit about how it started. Your father, I think, is Lloyd Peterson, right? Who's well known as a producer and engineer. I know worked with the Weaker Thans, worked with the Wailing Jennies, had his own musical career as a performer, not so much performing now, but certainly engineering and producing. Tell us how you and Lucas decided that maybe you should form a duo.
It started a couple of years, maybe 2 years ago now, 2.5 years ago. I went on an adventure out to my family cabin in the winter with the intention of watching the lake freeze over. It's quite a remote place, and in the winter it's only accessible by train or by a 12-kilometer hike from a highway. And I went out there with some drawing supplies and some instruments and some notepads and basically watched the lake freeze over, and I started writing songs. And then I came back to the city, whatever that was, a month and a half later. My brother and I live together. It's just the two of us. And I would play these new songs that I had written whenever he was gone. It was something I did behind closed doors in an empty house. I guess I thought that I was alone in the home playing my tunes. And then my brother popped around the corner and frightened me and said, "You know, who's playing? Whose songs are you playing?" And I told him that they were mine, and he immediately picked up a guitar and said, "Hey, well, why don't you teach them to me and let's book a show?" Because he used to be in rock bands and things, and he was on a bit of a hiatus from performing himself. And so we just sort of went from there. We booked one show, and then we booked a couple more, and then we started getting other people asking us if we'd come play shows with them or at their venue. And then we noticed that we were, after shows, we were getting people asking us if we had an album, and we said, "No, you know, we don't. But do we ever have a place where we can record an album with our dad?" So it was a fairly natural progression into starting playing and working towards recording an album, and then we did.
So is it pretty comfortable working together? I always wonder about that. I'm never sure about the sibling rivalry that exists within twins. I think you're supposed to be more simpatico, but do you get on pretty well when you're working on music?
Oh, yeah, we do. You know, we got rid of all of our differences and our competitiveness in our high school years. I think we got that out of the way, and now we work together really well. It's really easy because we've listened to similar music our whole lives, and we've sort of thought about creativeness and collaboration in a very similar way our whole lives as well, because it was a big part of how we grew up. One of the great things about being in a duo with your sibling is that if you don't agree with something or don't like the way that something is going, you can say it quite frankly without the other person being even remotely offended. It's an easy way to communicate an idea, and in a collaborative process, it makes it nice to not have to beat around the bush about anything and just say, "No, that's not working." And we trust each other really well, because I really love the songs that my brother writes, and I think he feels the same about what I write. So if he has a suggestion about something that's not quite working, I just take it to heart pretty much right away. I've been stubborn a couple times, but mostly we just trust each other. We write separately. We write the foundations of the song separately, which will be the chord structure and the progression, and then the lyrics we do alone. And then once a song is mostly done or mostly sketched out, we'll bring it to the other person and then sort of play around with it until it fits into the pocket that it's meant to fit into.
So we started off with 13 Crows from the album. The interesting thing about this song is that there's a fairly complex lyric to this. I mean, it's really poetry in its own right, the way it comes out. Can you tell us a little bit about how you wrote this one? Because this is one of your songs.
Yeah, for sure. That song I wrote, I was out at this family cabin of ours, and I was just I was thinking about all of the memories that we collect over time and how I'm not entirely sure if the things that I remember from my childhood are true or not, because we tell stories and I'm guilty of exaggerating stories because they're fun to tell if they're slightly embellished, I suppose, or they become more and more embellished. through the telling of them, and I wonder if they stray from reality, and I wonder if that's part of everybody's reality as we age. And I was sort of thinking about this stacking of memories and how they can be. They're so much a part of us as our dreams, and the line between reality and imagination can be blurred. And yeah, I was thinking also about the relationship that elderly have with young children and how beautiful and important that dynamic is. And I guess a lot of the images in the song are based off of my childhood and things that I remember from where we grew up, which was right on the edge of Winnipeg. So we were basically in one of the last houses on the edge of a forest. So we had this bizarre and marvelous situation. We had one foot in urban life and one foot in country life. And I think that those memories inform a lot of the imagery that falls in the song.
So there's 9 songs on the Fairweather album. Did those songs come together pretty quick? I mean, because that you both had singer-songwriter careers before you came together, I know you mentioned that Lucas was also in a rock band. Did you have a lot of songs to work with when you first decided that, hey, you know, we should become a duo?
Oh, so many. Yeah, and it's only getting worse. We have so many songs now because we both write a lot, and a lot of them suit the Roger project. We both got a couple that like fringe on other genres, and so we sort of let those lie out of what Roger does. But between the two of us, we have so many songs, we don't know what to do with them all. So it's safe to say that we'll be working on another album in the near future.
Which is one of the questions I was going to ask later. I'll ask the other question. Do you still have separate careers as well? I mean, would there be shows where it's just billed as Madeline Roger or Lucas Roger?
I'm starting to do that now. It's an interesting question. My brother, his other career is as a guitar builder. So when we're not on tour, he's in town working on building guitars and doing guitar repairs for the local music scene here. So I've begun to work on a solo album now with some of those songs that I described earlier, the fringe songs that lie more in like they're definitely more folk oriented and long sort of storied ballads and folk tales, I suppose. And Lucas has thrown around the idea of doing just some straight-up rock and roll shows of some of his other tunes. But that would probably stay within Winnipeg for now. But yeah, we like to have our own projects as well. It's nice to... We spend so much time together, right? It's good to be able to explore some of our own things without the other person.
Well, we're going to play another track just now. We're going to play Think of Me in a few seconds, but I do have to ask you a question about another song that I'm not going to play today, and it's going to confuse everybody because they're going to say, well, why aren't you playing it? Well, if you go to folkrootsradio.com, you'll be able to hear it on another show, and that's Scot Free, which is the last song the album. It's a very sad song, and I have to be honest, I wanted to ask the question, well, is this one of the fringe songs that maybe may not have made it on this project? Because it's really beautiful, but really sad, and I just wondered... This is a teaser for everybody listening. They'll want to go and listen to this one. But I wanted to get your take on this song.
Yeah, it's funny. That was one of the ones, before we made the album, we spent a day, I think we made 35 or 40 demos of songs that were possibly going to go on the album. That was one of them that I threw down at the very end. My brother had already left the studio because he had to go do something. And I turned to my dad and said, oh, you know, I've got this one piano tune. Can I just quickly... hammered out, and he said sure, and then I played it, and he sort of said, oh man, but that song's gotta go on the album. Yeah, and we talked about it because it's not a song that we play live, but I asked my brother if it was something that he would be interested in having on the album anyways, and he said, you know what, sure. And we played around for quite a while with writing guitar parts for the song as well, and none of them really seemed to suit the story in the end, and we realized it was best to leave it bare and lonely as just a voice and piano, and Lucas does do one little vocal line in the middle of the song that sort of, in our eyes, it's echoing this other character that the person singing is speaking of. And it's one of those songs that we even now are like, it's funny that that song's on the album, but we just love it. So
I love it so much. I'm actually going to change what I just told you we're going to do, because we're going to play it now. This is Roger Roger with Scott Free from the album Fairweather, and you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
How was your day? How I've missed you. Come to bed with me. Turn out the light. Tomorrow morning I am keeping you. Your name in every breath, and I say ooh. Your fingers at my breast, and I say ooh. Will I ever know you? Babe, it's late. You had me worried. Tell me what's on your mind. I toss and turn. Something isn't right. You won't say anything. When the cops show up, ooh, 16 years don't.
That's Roger Roger with Scott Free from their debut album, which is entitled Fairweather. It's one of my favorite tracks, which is why I wanted to bring it to Folk Roots Radio today. Madeline Roger is our special guest on the show. And, you know, I was thinking when we played that, Madeline, the only cool thing you could have done with this album that I would have really loved, because I've always loved this, is hidden tracks. I love the idea where somebody puts a track on the end but doesn't announce it, because if that one had come up, I would say, oh, what is that? You know, because
yeah,
it is completely different to everything else. I get the sense from talking to you today is you have a lot of fun when you're making music with your brother.
Oh, yeah. You better have fun. Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about the live experience. I mean, you've obviously done a lot of shows. I started this interview by mentioning that you're coming on tour in Ontario in August. August the 10th, you'll be at the Red Brick Cafe in Guelph, and then you're at this year's Summer Folk, August the 19th to 21st. So tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they come to one of your shows.
Certainly. We tour as a duo, so it's Lucas and I, and we don't bring a backing band, or we won't be bringing a backing band for this tour. And there's a healthy amount of self-deprecation in our live set. It comes out, we make fun of each other quite a bit. It can't be helped. And we basically just go back and forth. We tell stories about our songs and then we play them. And it's one of the joys of really liking the songs of the person that you're performing with, because we do both write, is it's really easy to get into it. And a lot of these songs are stories that we're connected to and that we find fascinating and love. And they're songs that we love to play. And, yeah, it's really, we really, really love it. There's a lot of harmonies, which to me is one of my, that's one of my favorite things to do in the world, is to sing harmonies. And, yeah, we bring three guitars. Two of them are guitars that Lucas has built. And so he usually talks a little bit about that. And, yeah, one of the guitars we leave in open tuning, because my brother and I both write quite a bit in the tuning, dad fad. D-A-D, F-sharp, A-D.
I learn about more tunings every time I do these interviews. Yeah, that is wonderful. I'm going to play the song that we said that we were playing before, because people will want to hear that one too. We're going to play Think of Me. So tell us a little bit about that song.
Oh boy, Think of Me. Think of Me is a song about a man, and he's somebody who's never going to know that I wrote this song about him. I had an infatuation once, and it didn't go well, let's put it that way.
I can see a bedsitter album in your future, absolutely. Let's play that now. This is Roger Roger with Think of Me from their album Fairweather. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
My heels.
That's Roger Roger with Think of Me from their wonderful debut album. It's entitled Fairweather. Our special guest on Folk Roots Radio is Madeline Roger. We're having lots of fun. I feel a little bit guilty because Lucas isn't able to be part of this interview. And I think we're also playing mostly, I think we played all your songs so far, which is just the way it worked out. But you mentioned at the beginning that you'd actually, all of that sibling rivalry, the competitiveness had gone out. I have this real sense that you're pretty comfortable with the way things are going, that you're probably both going to have your individual careers, but the group thing, you know, working together is something that is probably for the long term. Is that right?
Yeah, I think everything, we've agreed that everything is centered around Roger Roger, and that's the focus right now, and that's where we're putting a lot of our efforts is in making sure that Roger Roger is healthy and happy. And these other projects are sort of side projects. We're enjoying it. We have absolutely no intention of slowing down anytime soon. In fact, the opposite. we're enjoying the prospect of getting busier. So.
And if people want to learn more about the band, how can they do that?
Oh, we've got all of the things. We have a website. It's rogerrogermusic.com. We're on Instagram as Roger Roger Music, and we're on Facebook, we're on Spotify, we're on iTunes, we're on all of the things. Sometimes when you Google our name, you get Star Wars videos or an old French composer. But if you dig around, you can pull up Roger Roger in a Google search as well.
It's been fabulous to talk to you today. I'm certainly pleased to see that your career is going so well. I know that Summer Folk is going to love you. We're going to finish with the title track from the album, and I'm going to get you to tell us a little bit about that, and maybe you'll go ahead and introduce it for us.
Sure. This next tune is Fairweather, and it's a song that my brother Lucas wrote. He was thinking about a relationship that he was in and wondering whether or not it was the right thing for both of them. It's a very self-reflective song. It's a very deep look into the person that my brother Lucas is. And it's called Fairweather.
It's been a great pleasure talking to you today, Madeline. Madeline Roger from Roger Roger. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I never plugged in the stereo. Dealt with boxes on the floor, but I found an air conditioner in the closet. It helps in summer. Hope I remember before the fall. Never plugged into your mind or return your phone calls on time. I found I can be happy when not afraid. I seldom settle. I never take it all. It's my whole heart that I ignore. Was to hide. Only had advice for the man I saw. I almost forgot to bite my tongue. It's my whole heart that I worried minds see it when it comes. I'd like to taste a victory. Suppose I'll settle